is a place for answers, a place for mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-7591. That's 1-800-469-7591.
Mexican officials may be going to the United Nations to stop illegal immigrants from their country from being sent back. Here's more from correspondent Mark Mayfield.
Mexico says it won't accept any non-Mexicans deported from the U.S. Mexico's foreign minister also says his country will fight mass deportations of illegal immigrants from the U.S. Foreign Minister Luis Videgaray says the Trump administration's tough new guidelines for enforcing immigration laws will be at the top of the agenda when he meets Thursday with Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly. Videgaray says Mexico will go to the United Nations to fight the new immigration policy. He says the policy, quote, is not in the interests of Mexico.
An iron gate that was stolen from the infamous Dachau Nazi concentration camp is back. The gate, which reads, "Work will set you free" in German, was stolen 2 years ago. Thousands of people who walked through the gate in the years leading up to and during World War II never walked out again. For more news, visit westernjournalism.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Allergy sufferers are hearing a lot of numbers these days about symptoms and relief. But the number sufferers want most is zero, as in zero nasal allergy symptoms. And nothing gets you closer to zero than Nasacort. Because unlike antihistamines that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms, Nasacort stops more. And stopping more gets you closer to zero. For 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, choose Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
The man who replaced Sheriff Joe in Arizona says he wants to work with federal officials, but his actions say he's working against federal officials. Here's Jason Campidonia.
The 32 illegal immigrants were picked up by cops over the past several days around the city. Sheriff Paul Penzone announced a change in one of his jail policies, saying the immigrants were let go because federal authorities declined to pick them up and let them walk free. Officials with ICE say they have managed to round up five of the illegal immigrants and are searching for the rest. Penzone says he's willing to work with the feds to come up with a better plan when dealing with illegal immigrants. Jason Campidonia, Phoenix.
The liberal voice of Fox News has fallen silent. Alan Colmes passed away today.
In the battle zone, a Republican group...
Alan Colmes was the longtime liberal voice on Fox News, spending more than a decade as the left half of Hannity and Colmes. Sean Hannity called Colmes one of the nicest, kindest, and most generous people, as the cable news network ran a tribute. In a short statement, the family is calling Colmes a great guy, brilliant, hysterical, and moral. Alan Colmes was 66 years old. Sharon Reed, New York.
NBA teams wheeling and dealing ahead of today's trade deadline. There's been lots of busy general managers already, with DeMarcus Cousins, Serge Ibaka, and Lou Williams already moving. Rumors have the Pacers taking calls on Paul George, the Bulls discussing the possibility of dealing Jimmy Butler, and the Pistons open to trading several key players. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Did you know that one in five people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are...
Hot and Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
Good afternoon. You're listening to the WHCRDB, the voice of business here at the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon, and thank you for joining us. We have a great program today, and I would like to introduce our guest, Susan Dempster, and just say hi, Susan.
Hi,
everybody. Susan owns FundToCreate.net, and her business is incredible. She has quite a history and quite a background in business that has prepared you to be able to launch your own business. So today we're going to talk about how you got there and some of the connections that you've been able to make over the years. And she, you're a born entrepreneur, and you'll share with us some information about your business and maybe give us some tips on ideas that we can help other people, because that's what a lot of your business really does, help people at several stages in their lives. So before we continue, we're going to go on and hear from words from some of our sponsors, and I'll be back.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Well, like it says here in the weather report, it feels like 44, but it's actually 46 degrees today. And it's actually been a pretty good day. The weather, I think, is going to get better as we continue through the week. And so, in summary, today it's generally cloudy with a high near 48, and clear skies are expected tonight with a low of about 30 degrees, and there will be light winds, and which are variable to some extent. Now, tomorrow, we're looking at some sun in the morning with increasing clouds during the afternoon with a high of 52 degrees. And then in the evening, Wednesday night, a few clouds, a low of 39 degrees. So when we come back for our next next weather report, I'll give you an extended weather report. So in the meantime, let's talk about Susan Dempster, a fun to create. And Susan, it's wonderful that you're here.
I'm so excited to be here, Vicki Lynn. Thank you so very much.
Well, it's you and I met maybe a year and a half ago or so, Something in that order. And at that time when you were here, you were involved in another endeavor, but in that endeavor you learned quite a lot. I learned about marketing, actually.
I did.
So if we can kind of go back a little bit. You had your own business. You were living outside of state. What did you – where you had your other business?
Well, my career history has been in the restaurant industry was my initial career. And I did everything in a restaurant possible. I feel very confident in that. I did large events with the caterers, and I would captain teams. So the event planning process was learned at that point. A lot of secrets in the kitchen, too, were learned. From that career, I went into the floral industry. While I raised my two children in Virginia, I owned and operated a full-service floral shop for 9 years.
Oh, my goodness.
And then through that process, I volunteered. And I really am a big advocate about volunteering because it really doesn't just help the people that or the cause that you are trying to contribute to. You really gain so much from volunteering that until you do it, you can't experience it. So I encourage everybody to find a cause, your local long-term cares, your assisted living, you know, the animal shelters. There's so many places to volunteer for sure. So through that volunteering process, that particular long-term care home was very interested that I had sold the store very quickly, and they offered me a part-time job in activities. Within 3 months, the director moved on. They asked me if I'd like to be the director of activities, and I said yes. They sent me away, and I got certified in the state of Virginia to be a licensed activities director, and I have been doing that for the past 10 years.
Yeah.
Have loved every moment. Wow. It's uses all those creative juices I have inside of me, and you know, just to help each person to tap into whatever helps them feel relaxed and comfortable. You know, an activities director has lots and lots of avenues they can go down. So during that course of being the activities director here in Hunterdon County over the past 3 years, they gave me the option to go into marketing for them. And I was very encouraged and happy to learn something new. And through that process, I became acquainted with the Chamber of Commerce and have met several wonderful, outstanding business people that have adopted me at first and took me to all the different networking groups that were available. And from that have just been wonderfully surrounded by such wonderful wisdom and counseling and friendships that the facility I'd been working with went a different path. And I, during that time, started working with a local Advantage Strategies. Her name is Linda Friedman. And she helped me launch my idea for Fun to Create. Fun to Create is all-inclusive crafting brought to you and your group. Now, I could go on and on and on. And through that process, many, many doors have opened for me since.
That's wonderful. I know we may have met at BW Nice originally, the networking group that you and I both belong to. And that's a wonderful place where you can meet people that are interested in helping others. That's the whole purpose of that organization, to help women who are in trouble, who have been involved with domestic abuse situations. But the women who join that organization come from all different types of businesses. It's just not new entrepreneurs. It's people who are well-established. Some work for big companies. Some of them have what I call real jobs. And then some are entrepreneurs like you are. And so that obviously has given you a bunch of connections as well.
Very supportive, yes.
But I think helping people today, that's what business is all about. And you creating a business where people do help one another just by giving referrals to the services that you offer. There are folks that have a chance to really broaden their knowledge about creativity. And in fact, you had mentioned during the break that people gain so many benefits from those opportunities that you afford them. What are some of those, and can you kind of expand on those?
Well, I'll step back a little bit. In February, I was asked to speak, which I love to do, at several different occasions. And one of the presenters that invited me asked me not just to speak about what my business does, but how my business would help the audience. Mm-hmm. So with that, I started researching the health benefits of crafting. And what I've learned, and I've all known myself, but what I've learned through other studies of professionals is that the crafting process is called a creative flow. Now, certain people say, oh, I'm not crafty, and they throw their hands up, like, this is not something I can do. Well, I have to take everyone back to being a toddler. And if you have a toddler or someone young in your life, we were all toddlers at some point. We remember we always wanted to create something. Yeah. It was something with Play-Doh. It was something with paint. It was chalking on the sidewalk. It was building Legos. This is all creativeness that we're born with. We are intuitively creative. Now, as we get to school, whether it's public school, homeschool, private school, I say that we kind of lock that creative stuff in a vault, and the math and the science and the English takes priority. Well, I'm here to help us open that vault up and to remind us that we were given this creative ability, and when we do so, we actually de-stress. Now, these are not just my words. These are studies that you do reduce stress while you create. You also reduce anxiety. You create a process in our brains, which is very rare, because when we speak or we write or we read, we use one side of the hemisphere of our brain or the other. Mm-hmm. Through the creative process, it's studied that we use both sides of our brain together in conjunction with each other. And as we do that, that creates new neurons for us. So with that being said, I always encourage everybody to invite Fun to Create to come to, it could be your office, it could be your home, it could be at a location. If I have several locations we can meet. But the whole process is much more than just having fun to create that project. There's a lot of health benefits for us, too.
That's wonderful. You know, when you talk about children being creative, I now am blessed to have four grandchildren, and one's a newborn, but all the rest are a little bit older, from 2 to 5. And I see them playing, and that's exactly what they're doing. And, you know, you in a way, you take what they do for granted as a parent or a grandparent, because you expect them to be playing, but they're creating, and they're building things, and they're talking to little animals or, you know, whatever they're doing, and they're learning.
Most definitely. There's so many. I mean, I've got a list of other things. When we bring this event, Fun to Create, into the office, let's focus there for a little bit. How would that help your employees? How would it help you as the manager or owner of that company? But it's a great client-employee activity.
It is. I never really thought about it that
it's
way.
It's a great thing to engage a team, whether you're launching into a big project or perhaps you just finished a big project. Rather than just do the donuts in the break room, mm-hmm. you hire Fun to Create to come in, and then individually, as people have the time, they come into the break room, and I'm there, and yeah. they get to make something and take it back to their desk. There's a feeling, three bullet points I do advertise with Fun to Create is that we bring socialization. So whether it's a one-on-one or it's a 1-on-50 to 75, there's still a socialization aspect. Through the process of creating, we also are encouraging one another. So not that there's right or wrong, but just that you're doing a good yeah. job. You're doing it the best that you can do. And then that feeling of accomplishment is something that is just wonderful. If you've ever been to anything that you've put together, you know, you feel pride. And that's that parent's pride of putting those things on the refrigerator. And you yourself get to feel that feeling of accomplishment, which is just wonderful.
Now, what you say is so true. In fact, at the BW Nice meeting a couple months ago, you actually conducted a little program where you brought little gift bags with handles on them, and the inside were flowers in a container and little decorations to go with the flowers. And the people sitting at my table all were commenting on with one another about their decor, their arrangement that they were creating, and they would congratulate each other for how great it looked. And these are people that may not have known each other all that well, but this pulled us together as a little group. There were about five or six of us at the table.
Mm-hmm. It's a great icebreaker. Yeah, it's a really great way. You know, there's so many benefits, and I highly, if you're questioning how, why, where, just you can contact me, and we'll give you all that information, and I will be happy to come in and sit yeah. with you and talk about the process before you decide to do it or not do it,
yeah.
and share with you all the benefits that there are.
That's great. Well, we have some sponsors that we need to present here, and then we'll come back and talk about some other ideas here.
Great.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
You are listening and watching Teachable Moments in Business here on the Hunterdon Internet Chamber podcast. I'm glad that you're here with us today, and I'm thrilled to have Susan Dempster here as my guest today. She and I met a couple years ago at the BW Nice networking event, and we may have met someplace else, but she has morphed from a number of learning steps in business to the point where she owns Fun to Create, and she's making a lot of waves, I think, in business. And you have the best personality.
Well, thank you.
That means so much in business today. You've got to have that passion and to be successful, and you obviously have to. You have it. The other thing is, and we talked about this before, you have to have some insight about what you want to offer and whether or not there are people who would like to buy what you have to offer. And you did your homework and you did your research. And so many people that I've counseled have ideas about starting a business, but they really, it's the passion is so much the driver that they have forgotten to do their homework to find out if indeed it's feasible and whether or not there would even be an audience for their businesses. So for that reason, you often find failure with small business owners. But in your case, you did that, you studied it, you know your stuff, you know who to go after as your target audience, and you also have to have a lot of irons in the fire. It's really a numbers game, too, in business, where the more feelers you have out there, the more connections you're making, the more likely it is that you'll have those opportunities that will not come knocking at your door. So you've done that. And because you are so diverse in your creativity, what are some of the programs that you offer? I'd love to hear more about that. You can show us what you brought also.
Yeah, I brought a visual, and I know you have a little time lapse, but this is our April product of the month, or project of the month, I should say. We are not limited to this, but this is certainly very cute for the time. I don't know. Let's see. Can you see that in there?
Yeah.
It's a small child's umbrella, and what we've done is we've decorated it with some artificial spring flowers, and it's lovely to hang on your front door.
I can show it here in the camera. And how does it show up? Does it show now?
It's a little delay on there, so I'm sure it'll get there. Yeah. if you'd like to learn how to create this, you can certainly contact me at info@funtocreate.net. That's my email address, and ask me questions. Or you can visit the website, funtocreate.net, and it's going to give you lots of information there. We will be holding two local classes on a monthly basis now at the Hunterdon Wellness Centers. Let's see if that's going to fall. Hunterdon Wellness Center. This umbrella project will be this Thursday, which is April 12th, at 11 to 2 over at the Clinton campus.
And where
is it? It's at 31.
So it's the Wellness Center. That's on Route 31.
Around 31.
Is it that big building on the northbound lane?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And we're going to be there upstairs, and they'll direct you at the front desk. You can call there and sign up if you're interested in joining us for that particular event. The next time will be on Monday, April 16th. We're going to be doing the same project, and that's at the White House Station location from Hunterdon Wellness Center.
Is. Wow.
And that time frame starts at 1 p.m. So if you're interested in either of those, they're open to the public. You have to just contact the location and sign up. And if you would like this to be a project that I bring to you and your group, wherever you may be, we certainly can set that up mm-hmm. also.
That sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
So what are some of the other creative things that you have developed?
We love fresh flowers. We do lots of flower engagements. So if you, last month we did a fresh flower basket with a St. Patrick's Day theme at several of the events that I held. I work with bridal parties, so they want to maybe decorate for the bridal shower. We would meet a few days ahead of time if it's fresh flowers. If it's artificial, we can do that months in advance. But we get everybody that's available in the wedding party to come and learn how to put the centerpieces together.
Oh my gosh.
Just a new aspect of looking at your your whole event in a different way. It's fun to learn how to put them together as well. You bring that socialization with your wedding party and family members together. That's been very popular. I travel with my company, so I travel both in New Jersey, I'm in Virginia, I've got accounts now in Pennsylvania at the retirement communities in Hanover, and I travel to California every other month or so with
my new grandson.
And I just did two events. I'm working with the Redondo Beach Library, and I also had private events going on. And we did a really nice, it's a wind chime with a beaded wind chime on a piece of wood from Hunter & Gowney. And it's just really fun. It's beautiful to hang up outside or in a window. Been very popular to make. That's a fun event that we've held. We have, in the wintertime, we did so many fun things. But you could see a lot of the pictures online. But if there's a project that you really want to get accomplished with your group for whatever reason, you send me the picture. I will break it down to the best cost that we can find, because we have to mass produce it. You know, sometimes one item, mass producing it, needs a little tweaking, but I do that all the time. Somebody will say, hey, can we do this? And sure, well, I'll look into it, and then I get back to you, and we figure out how much it's going to cost us.
That is so interesting. When you mention the brides and of course, the wedding showers, baby showers.
Yeah, and birthday parties.
Anniversaries.
Anniversaries.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, it's like the sky's the limit.
Yeah, it's real fun. It's you're thinking outside the box of what we're used to doing, used to doing. But with Fun to Create, there's many avenues that we can enhance you, your clients, your family and friends, and your employees.
Yeah, that's right. I really give you a lot of credit. This is fascinating. So, so in other words, people can go to the website and see some ideas for the kinds of craft products that you can pull together.
You sure can. Yeah, you sure can. We've worked with, you know, corporate events. We've worked with the scouting events, scouts here in Hunterdon County. I went over to Branchburg Middle School a few times from the Christmas season. Then I was just there a few months ago also. So there's all, you know, there, you can really think outside the box. If you have questions or you think it might work, or, you know, just contact us and we'll be happy to talk with you and figure it out so that we can bring an event to you and your group.
Yeah. You know, I talk to so many entrepreneurs who have started businesses, and many of them struggle. And I'm amazed at the progress that you've made in a relatively short period of time. And so we're gonna break for a couple of our news break and some weather. But think about tips that you can give our listeners on strategies to help them be successful. I mean, there are some drivers, and there are some foundations that you have found to be valuable to you in launching this business and making the headway that you're making, which is amazing. So we're going to go to a news break and do some weather, and we're going to come back. So that gives you time to think about it.
USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump is determined to punish Syrian President Bashar Assad for the latest use of chemical weapons in the country's ongoing civil war. That's at least according to one top American diplomat. Former Democratic Senator Joe Lieberman joined Fox News to talk about his reaction to the attack and where he believes former President Obama went wrong in dealing with Syria.
Just outrage, horror. I mean, Assad, frankly, is what the president called him. He's an animal. He's a brutal dictator, and his response to his own people asking for more freedom and opportunity was to start killing them, including with gas. So I think one of the big mistakes President Obama made was drawing that red line, if Assad uses gas, we'll respond. He used gas, and we didn't do anything.
And moments ago, President Donald Trump welcomed the Emir of Qatar to the White House, where they pledged to fight terrorism and the funding of terrorism. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon, and my guest is Susan Dempster. We want to take a look at the weather. Today is a little over. It's relatively mild. It's overcast. Tomorrow it'll be sunnier, but Thursday is going to be maybe the best day I've heard, with a high of about 66 degrees here in central, maybe all of New Jersey for that matter. And then there'll be some clouds in the evening, but only a low of 51 degrees. So then Friday, cloudy skies again, with a high of 77 degrees, and then Friday night, clear to partly cloudy with a low of 56. So it sounds like this is going to be a pretty good week as we come to the end of the week. I think next week is supposed to be cool again, so we'll find out. But Susan, you own Fun to Create, and I love your business. I love what you do. And When I teach classes in marketing and entrepreneurship and business plans, I often give people what I call foundations for launching their businesses. So you obviously have given a lot of thought to how you would launch yours. What are some of your, do you have any kind of words of wisdom to share as foundations for being successful?
I think initially it's patience. It's good to have your goal and your business plan set up, and you can get lots of encouragement through people like Vicki Lynn. Raritan Valley Community College has places that you can go get counseling for free a lot, you know. And the libraries have a plethora of information. But it's good to get involved in the networking groups. That's just ways of getting your business out there. And I found that, as we have mentioned several times, is that through the chamber and through BW Nice, it just is encouraging with other successful business people, and they see and hear what you want to do. They want to help you be successful. So it's good to surround yourself with the right peers that can help you do that. I think that was a great foundation for Fun to Create.
Yeah.
Having the background of being that arts and crafts contractor, as someone has referred to me, and I think that was a good good way to put it, is, you know your strengths. You know, I've run a floral shop for 9 years, so I knew my strengths at different areas, and I knew where I needed help on certain things. So know that. Don't hide it under the rug. Write a column down of your strengths and what you think your weaknesses are, and make sure you have support on that weak side so that you can get the answers or the recommendations or the counseling that you might need. The other thing, as you've already mentioned, is it's a numbers game. You need to know your business. You need to have a business card or something you can hand out. And I make it my purpose every day to at least hand out a minimum of 3 cards. You know, depending on your scheduling, what you're doing, you might already have things planned. But if those 3 cards really don't get passed out from my hand to someone else's, then it's a matter of posting something online. Right now, as entrepreneurs or individual business owners, we're at a good spot on this online presentation because they're not charging us. Shh, don't tell them. But it's great because Facebook is out there for you to get your business out there. Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, there's 4 major sites that are not charging for you to have your name, your business name, what you do out there. And don't just put it out there one time. You have to make a post, you know, I say once a week. I know that's difficult being the only person in the office at this point, but it's something that you schedule yourself to do so that your name is constantly coming out in front of people so they'll remember and they'll say, oh, I need a new floor, you know, or I need something different for my event happening at this corporate level, or, you know, I'm having that birthday party and what can we do that's different? Well, you invite Fun to Create. I'll give them a memorable moment of an hour or so. They're going to create something, as well as they're going to take that object home to the office, wherever, and they're going to remember you. They're going to remember that event. They're going to remember the fun they had. So it's more than just the moment as you're letting these folks put it together, but it's the memory that you're making, as well as the reference back to that. In a client situation, it works wonderfully.
Well, you've mentioned actually quite a few interesting things. First of all, one of my favorite authors is Jeffrey Gittimer, and he talks about networking 5 hours a week before and after business, and making a point, a goal, to meet at least 20 new people. So you're doing that. And here's a man that I'm sure is very, very successful as a result of that. Also reaching out for resources that will help you, knowing that we all have some weaknesses. And, of course, at Raritan Valley Community College, through the Small Business Development Center, there are so many courses. I personally teach business plans, marketing, selling skills, networking, trade show and event marketing. So, and they're relatively inexpensive. And I don't know where you would learn all of that otherwise. I mean, it's when you're in those classes, you have to meet other people who are in the same boat. And you begin to develop relationships with those folks. And I've seen it many, many times. And, of course, the Chamber, they're producing a lot of programs. I personally am doing 4 this month. I did one on Friday on personal and professional branding. This coming Friday, I'm doing a program on attracting and keeping good employees. And then later on in the month, I'm doing a program. I call it Harvard on the Highway. And it's really a collection of tips that people can follow for building and sustaining their business. And the fourth one I'm doing is on guerrilla marketing, and you talked about that a little bit also. There are ways to get known without spending a bundle of money. And it's called guerrilla marketing, and you probably know I'm a guerrilla marketing coach, and I've been doing guerrilla marketing since before I knew what it was. And it's all about using your time, energy, and imagination to get found, basically. And marketing today is all about getting repeat and referral business. So these are some of the tips that you consider. Do you know it takes 9 exposures to get noticed?
And that's
a number that you hear in guerrilla marketing. So for that reason, people who, if they've done their homework and the business sounds that it's feasible, they can afford to do it, they know who the target audience is going to be, you don't give up. You get your name out there and keep it out there constantly. It's really a 24/7 proposition. This is what you're doing.
Yeah, and don't get, you know, that the hearing no, getting hung up on. You know, you got to get some backbone, because if you're going to own your own business, you're going to hear no. You're going to get hung up on. You're going to get the eye roll. You're going to get all that.
Yeah.
So you got to stay focused, and that's not your avenue. You know, we own an RV. So last summer I tried to do some of the campgrounds and you know, offer what I do at the campgrounds. Yeah. Anybody that camps, you know, there's always arts and crafts going on. But it wasn't my platform for those folks, you know. So I tried it, didn't work. Yeah. And it's not that everything's going to work. But as long as you're trying and you're working at trying to get your name out there, trying to find that the door that's going to open, because you know that it's going to fit, it will happen.
It will happen. So when I counsel people, I talk about the importance of having no more than 3 or 4 vertical target audiences. Some people have a tendency to spread themselves too thin, and in doing so, they don't know where to start. They spend too much money. They get bewildered and overwhelmed by all the different things they should be doing because they're trying to do too much. So you have really decided on certain targets that you're best suited to serve. And the one group would be some of the folks that over maybe in age communities where they're not quite, they don't quite consider themselves to be senior citizens, but they're at a point that perhaps where they have retired and they're looking for things to do.
And it's so exciting to give them the health benefits when I go to those communities, yeah, the 55 plus retirement communities, and they really are not aware of as many of the health benefits. So when I encourage them with the words and the studies that this is not just fun and it's not something to fill the time, but this is really good for your mind and your body and your soul. Just to sit down and put your hands and your eyes to work on, yeah, something. It really reduces all the stress and anxiety of what the world might be, yeah, giving you around you. And that's a gift that we've been given to be that creation. We're created to create. Yeah. We really are.
And I would think that some of the folks that you meet have come from other regions, they suddenly are living into a place where they really don't know people all that well.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a great way to build those relationships, yeah, like at a moment's notice.
The socialization, for sure. Yeah.
That's really very exciting. So what other things are you going to be doing in the near future as far as programs?
Okay, well, locally here in Hunterdon County, again with the, I have to just throw their name out there, the Hunterdon Wellness Center has really absorbed this with me and is partnering with Fun to Create. So for the next 3 months, we have projects going on. Next month, the project of the month, and you'll always see this on my website, will be a teacup and saucer with fresh flowers for Mother's Day. It's not complicated, but again, I take you step by step, and the best part of Fun to Create is we bring all the supplies. You just have to bring yourself.
Just show up.
You show up, you sign up, you pay the fee, whatever that might be for that project. So that's next month in May. We're going to be teacup and saucer.
Mm-hmm.
We know the dates will be in the Clinton campus on May 7th, and I will be at the White House campus on May 10th. 11 o'clock at Clinton and 1 o'clock at White House. The other thing that is coming up for the summer, we're doing a lovely patio planter, and that's just fun for anybody that does the outside living, yeah, which I love to do. And it's a lovely two terracotta pots that has flowers and a candle in there, and just real fun.
Sounds
to do.
Pretty.
Yeah. So it's nice when you see those projects and you say, oh, yeah, I can do that. Well, I'm helping you by going out and doing all the shopping, putting it,
yeah,
all together, and just bringing it to you with instructions so that you can learn how to do that and feel that wonderful accomplishment.
Well, it sounds that you have a project for virtually every month of the year.
I do. I do have one. I'm not limited to that. So if you have a birthday party and you really,
right,
wanted to do something different,
yeah,
I am open to that. You just have to give me a few weeks in advance so I can get all the supplies and the product together for you and your event.
So that's a good point. If somebody calls you, what would be the time frames that they should allow for scheduling with you?
I like to have a month in advance,
mm-hmm,
but if someone is last minute and they're hearing this and they have an event coming,
yeah,
up quickly, I'll certainly work with you. As soon as you call me, I'll get to work on what the,
yeah,
project is that I can get for you, and I'll email you pictures back and forth till we decide,
yeah,
on what it's going to be. So there's always things we could do in a short period of time, but if it's something that, the numbers grow for the corporate events, we've done 75 people in a room, so we have to make sure we have all the supplies.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's quite a bit of preparation.
Yes, it is.
People.
Yeah, it is. It's enjoyable for me to get all those. I like the organization,
yeah,
part of getting it all ready ahead of time, and I love helping people,
yeah,
learn that new process. I do.
So you obviously have a lot of vendors that you have to communicate with in order to get what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, you must have quite a few vendors. So that's
I do.
Yeah.
So, and that takes a lot of time.
Yeah.
know, that is, you know, constantly working on the next project, trying to find the products and who's going to get it when and when is it coming in. And, you know, oh, it's not here yet. But we have a lovely, it's a wine bottle. And we've cut it so that it's going to be a wind chime. And the class will teach us how to thread the chain through the wine bottle so that it has a little ringer inside and has a lovely decorated charm on the bottom. It's a nice, really, a really nice class to do.
Oh, that sounds like
and then
fun.
It's a lovely thing to hang up outside.
And that will serve as a constant reminder of the wonderful time that they had creating it and the folks that they had the opportunity to share this with.
Yeah, I'm working with some wineries right now that they would like to offer that. So locally we'll let you know when that's available. You can always call me for your own private event, whether it's corporate or private, and we can do that wine bottle wind chime.
Interesting. Well, we're going to break for some of our sponsors, and we will come back.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
You're listening and watching the Hunterdon Chamber Internet Radio Program, Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon, and my guest is Susan Dempster, who is the most creative person I've ever met, I think. Now, Susan has explained to us the kinds of craft projects and the benefits of them, and we were talking about the value of your programs in the corporate arena. And I know that there are companies, maybe they don't, but they should offer programs for the employees to make sure the employees don't leave. If they're good employees, they don't want them to leave, but they want them to be happy campers. And sometimes there are conflicts that go on in an office, especially I think women have a tendency to have conflicts in office environments. But by even having like a lunch and learn type of program where you would come in and do a project with people, I think that would be really neat.
Yeah, it is wonderful. I've done it firsthand. It's always available. There's so many positive bullet points for the corporate event and bringing a hands-on creative event to your office. You know, you are going to build team building. It's different because it's not a focus of the project that you all might be working on, and that's the way you are programmed and you think that way, and that's great. So we want people almost to relax for a moment and understand a new process of learning something. And when they do that, you know, whether they're creative or not, they are expanding their visions.
Yeah.
They're opening up this creative thinking process within themselves, which is going to carry over into the workplace for you as the manager, the owner of the business. And the investment that you make to bring fun to create in just enhances your employees. Let's say, for instance, you have a mug that has your company name on it. Mm-hmm. It's easy to say, okay, Susan with Fun to Create, can you come in with some artificial flowers? Maybe you have theme colors, business colors. And we were going to put a small arrangement in every cup with your employees. And it's going to sit on their desk. Now, they're going to remember, wow, that was really nice that when they brought Fun to Create in. And they're going to look at you admirably for doing that, as well as the process of when they did that. There's so much that takes place in that creative process that now they're going to bring that to the job, to their project.
Absolutely.
For you. Yeah. And for the project. So I challenge all the corporate people listening to hire, to talk with me ahead of time. I'll be happy to meet with you ahead of time. And experiment with this and see the results. Yeah. It's amazing. It's been studied. Rutgers has a big study on the crafting process. And I would love to be a part of that with them.
Wow, that's fascinating. You know, as a person who has been in sales for over 40 years and traveled to business offices, if I saw a craft project like that on everybody's desks, that would be a very positive experience for me as a salesperson going into a client's office, because it shows that the people are working together. There's a camaraderie among those folks, and that they're really functioning as a team.
Yeah.
So I think it's good PR.
Plus the whole flower subject
is
another positive endorphin. All these things happen with us with flowers, which is another subject matter. But I gave that as an example because it really does. It really warms the workplace and just the attitudes of your employees is what we're trying to help you with, and how they're thinking and how the creative process can help them with the next big project you may have them working on.
Yeah. One thing I noticed when you explained this was that you connected the feature with the benefit. And many people in business today are so focused on the feature, but they don't explain the benefit of those features. And without a benefit, a feature has no value. So you're able to really connect that message to the bottom line, which is why somebody would want to buy people buy what they get.
Yeah.
And you can explain that very nicely to an employer, for example,
mm-hmm.
or to the organizations that such as the healthcare system.
It's great in the real estate market. Let's give you this example. You bring clients that may have purchased from you or sold from you in the past 6 months or year, whatever you think you can handle. And you put on this event where they are going to have a table. Maybe we have snacks and food, and I'm okay with all that. And then they put something together to bring back to their new home. And now they'll remember you obviously helped them get the home or office, whatever it might be. But now we're going to give them a nice wreath to remember you by also. I mean, it goes on and on and on. It's the gift that kind of keeps on giving when you look at a creative art project.
That's interesting. And that, I think that creates a level of comfort for the new homeowner, because now they feel more welcome in that community, I would think.
Yeah, there's lots and lots of positives. Yeah. And it is fun to create, but it's also healthy.
Yeah. So what experiences have you had with fundraisers?
Fundraisers are great, because what we can do is pick out the project that you and your group want to do, and then we make it ahead of time, and then it's up to you to market that and sell that. But I help you put those pieces together rather than just buy it from somebody that's already made.
Yeah.
The whole process of let's put this together so that we can, Scouts is a great avenue for that. The churches are great for that, too. They have their bazaars, so they contact me and say, okay, what can we do with this group, and what can we make so that we can resell it? I have a steady job at the Good News Home here in Flemington, and I go visit the ladies there on Wednesdays from 2 to 4, and every week I bring a new project. So several of the weeks, they love what we do, and they always get to keep their project.
Yeah.
But right now, what we're doing is 1 week out of the month, we're doing a project, but we're putting it away because they have a... I want to say Harvest Festival, that's what it's called. And it's going to be in September, and I'll turn my book here real quick. It's September 8th. So now we're making projects throughout each month, and we're storing them so that we can sell them at the Harvest Festival.
Oh, that's really
good. Yeah, so
really
there's
good.
Lots of different ways we can help you raise money, too.
The other thing, I often talk about cause-related marketing with a business owner. In other words, if they're supporting a nonprofit organization, it's beneficial for them, the company, as well as for the nonprofit itself. And it becomes, it should become a team endeavor that each party, both the nonprofit group as well as the corporate people, promote one another. And it draws attention to both parties. So it would seem to me that if there's a company looking for a way to support a nonprofit, they could sponsor you to go in and do that project.
Most definitely.
And, of course, a nonprofit would tell their stakeholders and their audiences that you're doing this on behalf of that corporate company.
Most definitely.
And the corporate company could have on their website, they could have a page that explains the programs that they endorse and they put on
exactly.
on behalf of the nonprofit.
For sure.
So there's a lot of... I think I've talked to a bunch of nonprofit organizations who had never even heard of the phrase, cause-related marketing. They were totally green in that area. And nonprofits look for money, but they don't ever give you reasons why you should support them. But if you have somebody who's helping them, that whole partnership can really... blossom, I think.
Yeah, as you were speaking, I wanted to say that a big part of how I launched Fun to Create was that I knocked on doors and I wanted to donate a session.
Mm-hmm.
And several times, if not all the times, once I donate that one session, they're like, oh, that was so much fun. And they felt it and they were living in that creative moment with us all as we do. They've invited Fun to Create to come back as a paying vendor.
Yeah.
So that for people that are just launching, and one of the tips I could say is donate a session. Donate some of your time. Find an avenue that you think that it's really going to work and go donate a session. And it can't hurt you. It's just going to give you more exposure for anybody that knows that you're there, whether it's employees or the people that you're trying to help in that situation. But it will open doors for you.
Well, we're about coming to an end.
Let's see how quick.
This has been good. See, time goes too fast. But can you, explain the name of your business, how people can get hold of you, and any final words of wisdom?
Sure thing. My name is Susan. The name of my business is Fun to Create. We are available via email, which is info@funtocreate.net. You can always like us on Facebook. And we have a direct website, which is funtocreate.net. My phone number is 540-336-8346. And you can call me with any questions or to schedule your Fun to Create event.
Okay, well, thank you so much. It was wonderful to have you
thank
here.
Thank you, Vicki. It's
I
nice
really,
to see
really
you.
I really love it. Have you come back again
all right,
in another 6 or 9 months.
Sure
you
thing.
Know, and you can share some more of your projects with us. Mm-hmm. So Teachable Moments in Business, as you all have heard, is for the purpose of enlightening business owners and entrepreneurs and employees on tips and ideas that they can implement in their own businesses to help sustain the businesses and keep the profitability, keep the business up and running and increasing based on the goals that the company might have. And if you would like to be interviewed on this program, you're more than welcome to give me a call. My office number is 908-832-9544. That's 908-832-9544. Or you can contact me through Gmail, which is teachablemomentsinbusiness@gmail.com. So I'll see you next week, next Tuesday, from 3 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and we'll have some more surprises for you at that time.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.